We are continuing with the double parasha, Matot Mas'eh, learn some inspiration, some musar. Again, today's class should be for the Refu'ah Shlamah of all the Cholim, with Ram. So we have to pray for Rav Shuv. Rabbi Shuv is having, as they said, he's having a surgery today. So for the Refu'ah Shlamah, Rav Shlomo ben Shamsi, וכל החולים, וכם דבר חבר חדנוז'ן, אני מלך חנוכה מרפקה שר רבות מונים, שלמה מצענה דוד מנחל, יפה בדברה, לפקה בדחה ולפקה בדסר, שלמה מצענה פעם מנעה, משה בן חנה, יפה בן מרים, יהודה בן יפה, חסר מסכונה וחד וחנה, סבכה בן מכה, מרים מדחה בלדז בן מרים, חנה נהיה למד נאום, מרחל סבא גמר, סבא חנה, דיבור של דבר בעתה, ואחד אמר יסר יצחה בן עדי, יעקב בן דבר מכה, אני שבע מנטה, הרי בן יפה, יוסף בן רמשו, מרשו בפנינה, יוסף בן יפה, נניה בן דינה, שמחה בן דינה, אפרים בן דינה, מרגילי בעלי יעקב, שם גדידו, גדידו, נניה וגיא בת מרים, גבל יהושע בן חמה חנה, מכה בת אסתר, ולהבדיל לנשמע דוד בן אליהו, בנימי בן יצחק, לילד דילם בת אפרים, שובה משאר בילה מכה בת תן, בועז בן אברהם, דינה בת אהרון, תמה ברכה, בת אברהם. אוקיי, today, we're going to jump into the second parasha. We've been discussing the first parasha over the first couple of days. The second parasha, which is the last parasha in the book of Bamidbar, Bemidbar, is Parashat Mas'eh. Parashat Mas'eh has a very interesting storyline, but there's one interesting topic in Parashat Mas'eh that I love to spend some time talking about, and that is when Hashem commands Moshe Rabbeinu to set out for the Levi'im these refuge cities. If you ever look in the Parashat and you're confused what these refuge cities are, let's give a little explanation what these things are, and then I want to ask a beautiful question. We know that Hashem set out certain cities, refuge cities, for these to be, that if someone were to kill someone by accident, and there's a whole Gemara, whole chapter of Gemara discussing how exactly a person would, you know, be obligated to go to these cities, but let's say someone kills someone by accident, they would now run to these refuge cities, which is called Galut, they would run to this, you know, exiled city, where this city would really be a protection for the person, from any of the relatives of the person who they murdered by accident. The Goel Adam, the person who, let's say, is a relative of the murdered, cannot come into the city and kill the person. This city is like a protective city. So they're completely protected. Now, but this person who murdered by accident, they're stuck. They have to stay in this refuge city until the Kohen Gadol dies. This is the rule. Until the Kohen Gadol dies. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara teaches us that the mothers of the Kohanim would do? They would go to these people who murdered by accident and bring them food, clothing, and things like that in order for them not to pray for their children, for the Kohen Gadol, to die. This is what the Gemara says. Very interesting Gemara. My question is, and it's all about this week's parasha, is why do you think, if let's say I'm stuck in jail, lo aleinu, someone put someone in jail, they're stuck in jail, they say your only way out of jail is if this person dies. And they know the power of prayer. They know how much they can do with their tefillot. So they say, if I pray and pray and pray, I can make the guy die, right? So what does the mother of the person do? I'm going to go bring him food. Let me bring him cakes, cookies, so he's not going to pray for my son to die. You think you bring him food is going to stop him from praying for the person to die? They want to get out of jail. They want to get out of exile. They want to get out of this refuge city. They're stuck in this city. You think they're not going to pray for the Kohen Gadol to die? What is food and clothing giving the mother, giving the person food and clothing going to do to stop them? Right? It's a very valid question. And I think the answer is even greater than the question itself. Everyone understood the question? The question was clear. Should I go over the question? Don't be shy. Should I go over it? You good? Okay. Why is the giving of clothing or food help the person not pray for the Kohen Gadol to die? And I think the answer is the following. It's a very beautiful answer. When a person prays for something, there makes a huge difference if a person prays for something with 99% of a heart or 100% of the heart. When someone gives you a gift, someone gives you a gift of clothing, a gift of food, even if you hate the person, you won't hate the person 100% anymore. You hate the person 99% maybe now. And since now it took you down one level, your tefillah with your heart is not nearly as strong. And this is something that's so powerful. The mothers of the Kohen Gadol, they understand that when a person prays for something with a whole heart, they can change the world. But if I pull down that whole heart and make it only 99%, it will not change the world as much. And so therefore, I'm going to go give clothing, food, clothing. Why? To bribe these people so they don't pray for my son to die. No. So that even if they pray for my son to die, it won't work because their tefillah won't be strong enough. This lesson teaches us the power of tefillah, the power of our prayers, the power of our words. We don't understand that every single day when we come to tefillah, we come to pray in minyan, we don't understand how much power we have with our words, with what we're saying. Sometimes I get questions asked, am I allowed to pray in English? Am I allowed to pray in this language? What are the rules if I walk in at this time? And that, and there's so many different questions you can ask. And the answer to the question is, you need to ask yourself, what does Hashem want me to do at this point in time? If you're a type of person who does not, you know, you cannot read the words in Hebrew, and your only way to connect to Hashem is through the English, then pray to Hashem in English. You think Hashem doesn't understand English? Hashem created all the languages. I'm pretty sure He understands English as well, right? If you're someone who understands the Hebrew and you connect better with the Hebrew, pray in Hebrew. But the point is, you have to really go more in depth and understand the power of your tefillah. When you pray to Hashem, it's not, oh, I have another day, another burden, and now I have to wake up again in the morning, or now I have to go to Mincha Arvit. No, that's a misconception. If a person thinks like that, what is now their outlook on tefillah going to be? I'm praying like this guy who got a gift. Not 100%. When you pray to Hashem with 100% of your heart, it'll change the world. You can do anything with the power of your tefillah. If a person is looking for parnasa tova and they're not able to get it, with your tefillah you can change the testimony, you can change your destiny upstairs. If a person's praying for shiduch, you pray with a full heart, it changes things. You don't know what effect that has, and you ask Hashem to open up your eyes. Let me see clarity. Let me know if this person I'm going out with is the right person. Let me know if this job is the right job. Right? There's so many different examples you can give, but it's only done with tefillah. The Gemara says, we say this in Shema Yisrael, ul'ovdo b'chol levavchem. We have to serve Hashem with all of our hearts. And the Gemara asks, what does it mean? How do you serve Hashem with all your heart? Right? And the Gemara says, zoi tefillah. That's referring to tefillah. Right? Jordan, remember we learned this. Which masechet? Ta'anit. Ta'anit, right? Very good. So the Gemara says, masechet ta'anit, in the first amud, first daf, it says, what is considered a person serving Hashem with all their heart? That's called tefillah, prayer. Why? Because tefillah only works when a person does it with his whole heart. If a person is oved Hashem, he's serving God with only a portion of his heart. He doesn't have full, proper kavanah when he's praying. Not proper focus. He doesn't completely comprehend what he's saying. He doesn't have a proper connection when he's praying. He's focusing on his phone, on his work, on his on his friends, and this and that. He's not properly focusing. That's not ul'ovdo b'chol levavchem. That's not tefillah. Tefillah is ul'ovdo b'chol levavchem. When you're serving Hashem and you're praying to Hashem with all your heart, everything else, you know, there's a halakha. The halakha says, when a person is going into tefillah and a person gets, let's say, a thought in his head that's not about tefillah, something that's random. Oh, I have a ticket sale this morning at 10 a.m. That comes into your mind in the middle of the Amidah. What are you supposed to do? Or I have this deal. What am I supposed to do? Just continue praying? Halakha says you have to stop in your Amidah, wait for the thought to leave your mind, get it out of your mind, come back to tefillah, then you can continue. You can't continue until you're fully focused. Why? Because all of the halakhot, all of them pertain to making sure that you're fully focused in your tefillah. Because if you're not fully focused and you don't put in a full heart to pray for what you're praying for, it's chaval, it's a waste. A person has to put in their full heart and full focus, full intentions to understand what you're saying. To have proper focus and understanding of that now I'm standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech Malchayim Lachim, the King of all kings. When you have this turn of focus and turn of attention, and now I'm standing in front of the King, it changes the whole perspective of the tefillah. It makes your tefillah so much more powerful. Yeah.
I agree with that statement, because I feel like if I stop, I have to stop thinking about that thought.
Okay, so you have to know who your person is. If you're the type of person that anything your mind tells you, if I stop doing this, I'm going to continue doing it even more, then just continue. You have to know, again, Nadav, don't think about yourself always when we teach a general rule. You're not a general. You're a very specific type of person. You're a very unique person. Don't think of yourself as the general, okay? But the lesson of the idea is, I think the point I was trying to prove, was the amount of effort you have to put in to make sure to pull your full heart in when you're praying tefillah. No phones, no distractions. You know, there was a guy, and I'll finish with this. There was a guy who he would come to learn in the mornings, and when he would learn until 12. He said, I don't pick up my phone until 12 o'clock. And he had a story one time. He says there was a big business deal that was coming to him. Millions and millions, a multi-million dollar deal. And they were coming at 11 a.m. This is what they told him. So he told him, he said, I don't go to work until 12. So I learned Torah until 12. This is what he told him. It was a non-Jew. He said, okay, but we're coming to you at 11 o'clock. Said, okay, nothing I could do. He went to his rabbi. His rabbi said, shut off the phone. You're staying and learning until 12. Hashem will take care of you. The guy said, no problem. He turns off his phone. He says, he's learning. He's anxious a little bit to see when the phone call is going to come. 12 o'clock hits, he turns on his phone. He doesn't know what's going on. You know, it's like when you turn on your phone, the service is coming back, the messages are slowly starting coming. He gets in this car, he starts driving to work. 12:15, he gets a phone call. Hey, we got stuck in traffic. We're going to arrive at 12:30. He walks into the office with the person, makes a multi-million-dollar deal. When you have the proper trust in Hashem, and that's not only staying until 12 and learning. I'm saying, when you say, you know what? I'm in tefillah right now. I'm coming to tefillah. I'm praying in minyan. I put everything down away. It's time to focus. It's time to serve Hashem b'chol levavchem, with all your heart. When you do that, that's when you can make a change. If a person says, I'm on my phone now, I'm paying attention, I'm talking to my friends over here, I'm not paying so much attention here, that's when it's like a person comes and gives you a gift in the middle and says, don't pray for my badness, pray for only my good. Right? Because you can't have full kavanah, pray with a full heart, if you're not fully focused. And so therefore, the lesson from today is to make sure you remove all thoughts that are distracting you in your tefillah. And make sure you put complete focus. If you're praying to one for one specific thing, put complete focus on what you're praying for. And pray to Hashem with your full heart. And Hashem, Bezat Hashem, will answer all of our tefillah. Have a great day, gentlemen.